Rolling audio.
Whores.
Well, that definitely picked up.
Get off my finger.
And we are now rolling video.
Whores.
Whores. Four doors for more whores.
I can see the levels from here, so we're like Gucci Gang. Yes, I just said Gucci Gang.
Are you sure?
Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang. No, I hate that fucking song. I fucking hate that song. With passion.
Coochie Stain, Coochie Stain.
Coochie Stain, Coochie Stain, Coochie Stain. That's like Richmond's fucking anthem.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is. We're keeping that, by the way.
Richmond is a Coochie Stain. What are you talking about?
Richmond is a very big Coochie Stain, man. We are the taint of America.
The coochie stain left on the panties of America.
And welcome to Indiana, crossroads of her panties. Oh, yeah. That picked up my my prime swallowing technique.
Gross.
You didn't think it was gross last night.
You're right. My eyes were closed.
No, they weren't. We stared into each other's eyes lovingly. What, you don't want me to just shout this out on the podcast now?
I don't care. I have nothing to hide.
There we go.
So we're on camera. Like what now?
Right now?
Well, we're going to need... audio clacker.
Audio cracker.
See, the reason why these are here.
Chris is our audio cracker.
Is so audio and video can be.
Synced up.
Yeah, synced up. So it's like. And then 10 seconds later.
My finger.
God damn it. And that's, like, my cue to be stupid.
He's wrestling that caramel apple heart over there.
I'm being a kid right now.
How much space you got on that phone?
Oh, dude, I still got, like, 64 gigs left.
Do you got an SD card in there?
No, I don't need to. I have cloud drive.
Oh.
So, cloud.
The cloud.
Clamps.
So I just put it into my Google Drive and open it up on my computer at home.
Yeah.
And edit it from there. So we're good. The only thing is I gotta get the audio from the SD card, put it into one computer, copy it to a flash drive so I can put it into my big computer. That's gonna be the only thing that's gonna be kind of a pain in the ass, but not really.
Them little computers. Mm-hmm. Those about little tiny ones. Big.
Yeah.
Would that be good enough to game on?
No.
Okay.
They don't have the juice for it.
I found one for like $500.
Dude, I can build you a fucking computer for $500. That would be way better.
I was thinking about just taking like 350 of that 500 and just getting a Series X.
Yeah.
I just want to play one goddamn game.
What?
Resident Evil 4, the remake.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to play one motherfucking game.
Aiden has it on his computer.
We'll hang out with him one night. Like, we're going to play this game all the way through. I don't want you to help me. Shut up.
So he does permadeath runs.
Oh, shit.
In the game on fucking expert and veteran mode.
Oh.
And, like, he'll make it to, like, chapter 4 out of 6. Like, he's not by any means, like, bad at the game whatsoever. I was like, why do you keep doing permadeath? He's like, because I hate myself, Dad.
We're waiting on you to start the show. I don't know.
I know. I'm. Who wants to do the clacky clack?
It's closer to you.
Quiet on the set! We're the only ones on the set.
Whores.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Slab Week. Tonight's video episode is our Halloween special. We just got done trick-or-treating, so we're going to do trick-or-treat.
Yes.
Gives me a horror boner.
Fucking love that movie.
Yes, one of the greatest movies. One of the greatest anthologies, really. Sam Hain has to be the iconic character for Halloween. Most people say it'd be like Jack Skellington. Yeah, right up there, right up there. Custom made for your boy. All right? Most people say it's Jack Skellington. Some people say it's like a celestial spirit kind of thing. Some people want Cthulhu. No, fuck that. Sam Hain.
Yes.
He's perfect. He's the embodiment of Halloween. I love it. We have.
Didn't he at one point officially become like the official like mascot or spirit of Halloween or something like that?
Officially, unofficially.
Officially, unofficially.
Officially, unofficially. I say it's officially, personally. Here at the Slab, that's the icon right there.
Oh, yeah. Official, official.
He's the mascot.
What I like about Sam is they made him a kid. There's nothing fucking creepier than that costume. I don't care what you give me out here at Walmart or anywhere else. The Sam costume. Being original OG, thrown together by like a poor family back in the day, it's menacing. You don't get that menacing feel.
And orange footy jeans.
Yeah, yeah. And people think that it's not menacing, but in a sense of what you see now, angels and clowns and dolls, this little fucker running around like that, it would scare the shit out of me too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Sam's the best. Speaking of, you're going to see him right in this first beginning of this movie, so pray for Sam Hain. We'll be right back. Okay, then we end it there. So the next scene after that, I think we should end it right after that, right after the beginning of the first kill, so right after it says trick or treat.
After he slashes her neck?
Yeah, like after that, because that's the opening of the movie. And then it goes into the title card.
Yeah, the cup.
After that. So after the title card, we'll come back in and talk about that scene.
Holy shit, did you see that sucker kill?
Something like that. Damn titties.
Damn titties.
Start off be like, quiet, there's titties.
Quiet, there's some titties. Or we can just film random scenes. It doesn't really matter. But
we should do something about every kill, though, and after every story.
That's what we're going to do after every story. The only interruption we're actually going to have is that werewolf one where we're just like, yes, and just builds up to that.
Yeah. What are you thinking? Like, cut him like.
Yeah, yeah. So, this one's going to be after the. After the initial beginning. So, this is the after title card segment we're getting ready to film. Yeah, we'll just talk about her titties, the, you know, lollipop kill, how it's sprayed on the sheet and whatnot in front of the kids. Like, that kind of explains our point that we just brought up last time. Like, why Sam, you shouldn't fuck with him. Like, he's the most efficient killer.
Did it get sprayed? Did that blood get sprayed on the kids?
No, it just got sprayed on the sheet.
Oh, on the sheet. Yeah, and the kids.
Just got sprayed on the sheet. Yeah, and the kids ran away.
All right, so the dude... The tape. You know, he was asleep and that tape was still going. So
yeah, we're gonna talk about the tape. Oh, absolutely.
How long can a VCR how long can a VCR
my parents
VHS tape like
my parents had a 4-hour porno on a VHS tape, man. Trust me,
I wonder seen what kind of weird,
a lot of hours of it.
I wonder what kind of weird stuff was on that.
Like, was it a compilation?
Because he got all pouty. Because he got pouty, and she already knew. She already knew, like, get the tape.
All right, so I will have a question I want you guys to answer. Like, honestly, I want this to be funny. All right. So whenever you guys, we're going to have to clack that.
I feel like I got a burp. There we go. All right. Okay.
That's how you open a fucking movie.
Fuck yeah.
That throat slit with the lollipop that just sprays on the sheets as she's taking it down. Yes.
The steam rising off the fucking sheet where the blood was splattered as he's dragging it back in the yard.
That just tells you that it's false.
That's
the titties.
The titties. Who needs a fucking porno to fucking get their jollies going? Apparently these people.
Who still has porn on a VHS?
Oh, those people. Yeah. Maybe my parents. Oh.
My parents. Probably Chris's parents.
I want to know what was on that tape.
I do too.
And what kind of freaky shit it had.
Oh, yes.
Just because he got all pouty, like he was all pouty, and then she already knew, like, get the tape.
Maybe it's in the credits. maybe it's in the credits. Maybe we can email the fucking people that created the movie, like, hey, where'd you get that porno from there? I just want to know.
If people out there in YouTube and in Discord land know what porno that is, link it.
Let us know.
Watch it. I want to see that.
He wants to watch it with us.
at night. All right, since this is the anthology, this is the beginning of the anthology, we'll see you on the next kill.
Oh.
End. All right. What was after that? That was that.
That one was the.
So that one was the first kill from Sam. And then the next one.
The next one is the parade and the vampire dude.
It was Mr. Wilkins.
Yes. Mr. Wilkins, yeah.
He is the vampire. But. Yeah. Yeah, the check your candy.
Yeah, that's the check your candy kill. Was the next one.
Okay. Daddy!
Yeah, he kills Billy. I'll have a piece
of candy for this.
Yeah.
He kills little Billy.
No, he doesn't kill little Billy, because Billy's his son. They carve that
head together. No, I thought the head of the kid was Billy.
No.
I thought his name was Billy.
No, oh, okay. No, his son's name is Billy.
Okay.
Everybody's got to get a piece of candy for so pick what you want.
I saw a Werther's in here.
Yeah, there's Werther's.
A Werther.
Yes, I have Werther's in there.
So let's start it, and we'll just be eating candy. I'll look over at you real quick. Like, did you check that first?
Okay.
No, I think mine and Josh's needs to already be open, and DJ needs to be opening his
on
screen.
Yeah. And then later on, I'll start to be like, DJ, you okay? Like,
you know what? I'm going to offend so many people when I eat this.
You're going to bite it, aren't you?
That's how I eat them anyways. I've always ate them like that.
Okay, this video is going to get traction for that fucking cringe right there. That's what it's going to be.
Bring it.
Right? All right, yeah, whenever you're ready.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, carving that kid's head into a pumpkin, man. There was a song on Psychopathic Records that was called Pumpkin Carver. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about carving pumpkins out of people's heads. I remember specifically.
I wonder if that's where they got it from.
Probably. There's actually a movie called Pumpkin Carver where that's like the theme of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's B-rated as shit, but hey, what are you going to do, you know? But come on, that little kid... He's more insufferable than that little dick in the bobblehead. Daddy, you gotta help me with the eyes. I hoped he was gonna get stabbed, but no, he's gotta be just as fucked up as Mr. Wilkins.
I was honestly kind of hoping he got that knife driven through his skull.
So, who played his neighbor? Like, I want to say his name is Rip Torn, but it's not.
No.
He was the same guy that played...
he was in Super Troopers.
Yeah, he was the same guy. I was getting ready to say that. The same guy played the captain in Super Troopers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wilkins! It stinks like a dead whore out here! Screw you! Keep the kid off my yard! I'm like, that was such a strange interaction. It was like, mean, nice, fucking mean again. I was like, what the hell's wrong with you, dude?
Here, Barry,
I got an NRA card in my pocket and a shotgun above my fireplace.
Yeah, I'm like, how scary is that realistically, though? It's like, I got an NRA member in my pocket and a shotgun over the fireplace. Like, well, I got a pistol in my pocket.
And he didn't even have the shotgun in his hand when he said that.
Exactly. He had a flashlight. Like, what an old man thing to say.
Did you check that before you opened it?
No. Why?
God.
This is real life. This ain't the movies. What? That'd be aight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I'll be all right. But what about in the next story?
Oh.
All right, so now I think it goes into
I feel like kids. I kind of gave something away.
What?
I don't think that scene revealed he didn't actually have... I think where you see, like, his side of the fence conversation, I think that was after.
No.
You actually got to see that scene twice in the movie, but once from the old man's at the end where it tells his story, and then once from Mr. Wilkins.
Yeah, so I know the Mr. Wilkins, but when I said he didn't even have the shotgun in his hand, the second time you see the scene was on not Wilkins' side of the fence, but
the old man's
side of the fence.
Yeah, he didn't have a shotgun.
No, he didn't get it until Sam. Yeah, he didn't grab his shotgun until Sam was actually in the house.
Yeah, so
I fucked that. Okay, yeah.
No, you're good. No, you're all right. I would have stopped you if yeah. not. Yeah. Trust me. I'd be like, hey, you're wrong, fucker. No, I wouldn't have done that, but if I remember correctly, the next scene
it goes
the beginning of the werewolf scene where the girls are all talking. And then it goes into the kids scene where they go get the pumpkins. And I saw Coach Carter dressed up as like a pig, dressed up as a hot dog, butt fucking a pig. The little kids that do the zombie thing, and it goes into the school bus.
Where they open
the door and they see like the teacher, like the principal at the school or something like that. And the swinger party.
And then it goes into the werewolf scene. And then it goes into the ending scene. Where it goes into...
The old man's story.
Who actually drove the bus.
Yeah, the bus driver.
Yeah, the bus driver. And then it goes into his part. I should legitimately check the candy. Damn.
You know the kids? Where in the movie did they do where they introduced Rhonda the retard?
That's
one that's coming up.
Yeah.
Where they pull the prank on Rhonda, and then they actually, and then Rhonda says, "You,
yeah," and hits the fight. Like,
good for you, Rhonda. Fuck them kids.
Yeah, good for you, Rhonda. Fuck them kids. That's how we got to start it. Yes, good for you, Rhonda. Fuck them kids. That's how we.
I think Josh should say that one.
Like, can you do the good for you, Rhonda? Fuck them kids. Yeah, those cock knockers. Well, I'm glad to see a movie that kills children. Nothing's off limits.
Hey. They were junior high schoolers.
Yeah.
All right.
Good for you, Rhonda. Fuck them kids.
Yeah, fuck them kids. Yeah.
Look at her fucking do that to her, man. She was so nice. Did you see all them fucking pumpkins she carved? I mean, talented.
That was dope. What the
fuck? Honestly, that was dope. Like, I want to be friends with that kid.
I wonder how early on in the year she had to start that and how she was able to keep the pumpkins preserved like that.
I know, right?
She probably did them all in like 2 days.
Let's be real. She probably had shopping carts full of pumpkins coming home just like, yeah, I'm so spooky. No, I agree with you, Rhonda. Yeah. Fuck them kids. Them kids got what they deserved.
That was a really cool concept of that story.
It really was, though. Like, even when they go, like, do the flashback in the bus part, and, like, the kids are all, like,
those
crazy or whatever.
Those costumes were...
Honestly, on point.
That's what I'm saying. Like, on the fucking old point. Fucking costumes are the creepiest.
Like the kid with the fucking bag on his head with the mouth that's just been like.
I like
on
the rabbit.
Really made that shit.
The fat kid and the rabbit.
Yeah,
oh, I loved it.
That's on point. That's what I mean about Halloween. Yeah. Not all the store bought shit. Look at this, like homemade stuff.
Yeah.
Like so all that, my that, kids that, went homemade that,
yeah.
this year.
Yeah, my children fucking carry Wednesday and a zombie.
My kids, it was Lobster Boy from
American Horror Story.
Yeah, American Horror Story. Then it was a tiger that ate people and a scarecrow.
Yeah.
I went as Baba Yaga.
Yeah. I went as the Midwest Torture Clown.
Yeah. Josh went as a gimp.
So his normal Tuesday night.
Yes.
Normal Tuesday night.
Normal Tuesday night. But Can we talk about real quick about the how bland the fucking changing room scene was?
Yeah.
Where they're just like so candidly talking like, we, no, that was New Orleans where we dressed as sailors, we hooked up with sailors and left as sailors, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's a very ominous, like, the way that they're talking about it as the scene progresses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they're talking about sailors.
Yes, and they're talking about like, oh, this lady had a nice ass. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
This is why I do this. So yeah, that was a pretty bland scene. Ladies, there's children present. No shit. Like, you brought your child to a place that sells fucking blood and gore, and you're worried about a
little
and
bit lingerie of, yeah,
and you're worried
in
about
the same spot. Yeah,
sex talk is what you're worried about. Although I will have to give it to her, Red Riding Hood. I can't remember who fucking played her.
It was Anna Paquin.
Yeah, Anna Paquin. Yes, yeah. Thank you. I knew her name was Anna. God, I would pay money to see your butthole.
You're fucking killing me.
Well, let's see how much money I'm going to pay in this next scene.
Oh, OnlyFans.
God, I can't keep it straight. All right, that's good. Or keeping the OnlyFans in there. Keeping that break in there, definitely. All right, while we're doing that, I got to check the audio on it because this is the... Fucking kidding me. Hold on. We might have to redo everything. No, not everything. Well, maybe everything. All right, we got 17 minutes of... And we are now rolling video.
Whores.
Whores. Four doors for more whores.
An NRA card in my pocket and a shotgun above my fireplace.
Yeah, I'm like, how scary is that realistically, though? It's like, I got an NRA gun member in my pocket and a shotgun over the fireplace. Like, grandma candy. And we are now rolling hot dog butt fucking a pig. The little kids that do the zombie thing and it goes into the school bus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, like, that's where they open the door and they see, like, the teacher, like, the principal at the school or something like that. And, yeah,
and
the
then it goes party. In, yeah, and then it... That's it.
So
we just
got to
redo.
That ain't me, Rhonda.
Rondale.
So we just got to redo that last scene. That's it. Fucking Christ. Let me try to see if I can't
do some. Is it just your.
It goes into standby mode. Mm-hmm.
You should be able to do your display settings.
That's what I'm doing.
And switch it to. And switch it to like always on.
Screen timeout.
I farted. And you're the one running.
Sounds like my sons. There should be some settings in here. Fuck him up! Why did it squeak? Why did it squeak? Is that normal? Do I need to call?
Oh.
Who do I need to call? Whoa.
What cabin fever? The second one.
Second one where the guy's dick falls off, he's trying to jerk off.
He's in the fucking library and he fucking milks it and it comes out blood and white. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cabin fever too. Because it falls off right before he goes to prom.
Oh, but that BJ was probably nice. I bet it was a slut.
That girl's a slut.
I fucking love it.
That girl was a slut. That girl was a total slut.
Now, if you can find a fat slut...
You're fucking kidding me.
What?
You're fucking kidding me. I just set the microphones to the roadcasters on the phone. I didn't know I could do that. Hey. Yeah. So now we don't have that reverb when we pick up. So it's my. This might actually make editing a lot fucking easier. Which is, I'm still going to have, you know, sorry guys in podcast land, I will release this as an extra episode of like how we filmed and whatnot. So I'm like...
The bloopers?
Yeah, I'm like 5 feet away from the mic screaming that right now.
Hang on.
Blooper reel.
The making of...
Yeah. Yeah, it does actually.
Okay, cool. It's bright as fuck. Can you make it like softer?
Yep.
What the fuck?
Ah! You know what the shit part is that nobody is going to be getting this. This is all audio. None of this is video. All this blooper shit that I'm fucking with the phone and trying to relocate shit. Good thing that we're stopping to do it because. If I were to film this next scene, because I do believe after the little kids, it is the Wilkins gets ate by the werewolf scene.
Yes.
And that's the scene where
we got a yerk off.
Yeah.
I don't really want to be a pervert to it.
No, I just want to be, it's more of an amped up thing. Just, yes! Yes! Like, we're just getting even more amped up as, like, because the transformation is fucking awesome. We don't have to sit there and be, like, jerking off or anything. Like, make it more of, like, an overhyped celebration of, like, the werewolf scene.
Were you just fucking with that caramel in your butt?
Yeah. I got a heroin, and it's, like, super
cool right now,
and I'm trying to, like, reach my hand back there and pop it at the same time.
Like that.
Yeah, like that.
Oh, God.
Now I turn the fucking camera on. Gonna caught that amazing fart. So, we gotta redo the Rhonda scene. That's it. So people in podcast land are actually going to like understand that the Rhonda scene, like the original, like the that first take, was probably going to be the best take.
That ain't me, Rhonda.
That ain't me, Rhonda.
Okay.
Well, you got to get that Rhonda.
Rhonda.
That ain't me, Rhonda.
Ready?
Okay. Can I see the pen?
Yeah. Well, let me get the head of this real quick.
God damn it, Chris.
Oh, fuck, you got me on that one. I look over and Chris's hand is just his hand going as we're both hitting our fucking pins.
I fell left out. Laughter has the pain.
Fuck, man.
All right.
Okay.
Let
Remember, you got to start off like, yeah, Rhonda, fuck them kids.
Fuck yeah, Rhonda. Fuck them kids.
Yeah, fuck them kids.
I don't want to fucking pick on you like that.
No, fuck them kids. They got what they deserve.
Fight the power.
So I did think of a pretty decent question. How the fuck did they get that ready in that little amount of time? Because realistically, it was like 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? That, how the fuck did they get that detailed?
Yeah. And it'd be that elaborate.
They practiced. There's no way.
They had it planned out.
Yeah, there's no way these kids didn't like put some real thought into it. That's why I'm like, fuck these kids.
Yeah, that was not like a thought of that day plan.
Yeah. Exactly.
This was something they spent fucking money on. So fuck them kids.
Yeah, fuck them kids.
Although, who else thought that the candid fucking like conversation in the like dressing room was pretty cringy? It's like, oh my God, we left with sailors and then we were dressed as sailors. Then you think about it contextually, like later on in the movie. Ooh.
They was eating them sailors.
Bitch. Yeah.
They was eating them, all right.
Are you feeling okay? That's why we told you to check your fucking candy.
Candy was fine.
Check your fucking candy, kids.
Kids live life on the edge like me, apparently. My candy's fine. Dude, I've been having this stomach issue all day. I'll be all right.
Whatever you say.
I just need a root beer.
I don't want to have to dig up your fucking grave.
Well, we'll see if that actually happens in this next one. Now it's the werewolf scene. Wilkins bites Little Red Riding Hood.
He drops out of the fucking tree. Just whoop.
So we just need quick, we just need quick, yes, and just, I'm going to put a big banner, just says werewolves, and that's how we start, like, yes, fucking werewolves, that's what the fuck we're talking about.
But before the very last buildup before the explosion, my shirt needs to be off.
Can all of us, like, take our shirts off?
Go shirtless.
That's just that primal breathing is how we start. Okay. We're taking our shirts off here soon, aren't we?
We're taking our shirts off right now.
Right now?
Oh, so the entire buildup and explosion is going to be shirtless?
Is going to be shirtless?
I'm going to figure we start with, like, werewolves! Werewolves! I'm gonna be highly disappointed, DJ. Get him off.
Well, I'm taking my shirt off. You know what? Yeah, fuck the build-up scene. We'll just start from here. I actually like this idea way better. Because this is where I can kind of throw up. Fuck. All right, so I'm going to have blood and shit in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to yell. I'm just going to sit there and just kind of like... and just be guttural about it. And then just kind of fall back. You two are going to have to talk on this behalf. Yes, fucking werewolves. And just... And whenever you guys look at me and say, are you all right? I'll go... And just... And then I'll just kind of start slumping over. Each of you put a hand out and just catch me. Just so I'm just. You're not going to fucking catch me, are you? You know, I stopped. You don't need to. I'm weighting it down.
I know.
Yeah. So. And just push me back up. And just... And then the ending scene is going to be the talking. I'm going to stay shirtless for it.
Okay.
Let me get some blood and shit in my mouth here.
I got the shit.
I got the shit.
Gross.
Since you're doing F.
Where is... Do not use an eyes area or process...
Oh, I had that shit all over my mouth. It's okay.
Yeah.
water.
Sodium carbonate. I forgot to bring that bottle back with me.
This is as much as I used.
Oh, yeah, it's not bad. Yeah, it's not bad. Josh, do you mind if I hit that whack? Thank you.
I had a pink phallus in front of my hand.
So how?
Things I do for this show.
So how? What are you wanting to do now?
So, you guys are gonna have to talk about the scene.
Yeah.
Like the werewolf transformation and all that fun shit.
DJ's gonna
your fucking belly pimples next to me,
it's not, dude. I get stress hives really bad.
Yeah.
And like, Oh no, it was way worse like a month ago. Like my entire chest was covered everywhere. It was just all red and fucking scabby. Like, I have scars on my chest from, like, stress, like, all the fucking stress shit I get.
You got electrical tape here?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah? Can I get some of that?
Oh, you want for your nipples?
Yep.
Okay.
Got to keep it kind of PG.
Nope, they're seeing me. Come on.
Full side boob.
See that? You like that side boob? That's my side. That's my side boob.
You shouldn't.
Where'd I put the fucking electrical tape? Look, Josh's nipples need to be covered back, so you need to give me fucking electrical tape.
Feet.
Don't mind me, I'm just picking my meth scars. So I'm not saying that you're on meth, I'm just saying you look like you
I'm on meth.
That you distribute it, you know, and maybe sometimes test your product.
That's right, it looks like I eat at every buffet I've ever seen.
Same.
I do.
That's why they call it a buffet.
Buffett.
It's American for a get fat bitch.
That's why I ate his ass, because he named himself Jimmy Buffet.
Jimmy Buffet. Jimmy Buffet. We need to launch a restaurant and it'd be a buffet restaurant and it'd be called Jimmy Buffets, and the only music that's played over the speakers is Jimmy Buffett. I'm good.
So whenever you guys lean me back up and I'm dead, just go, well, I guess we'll be right back. And then
just give us a minute. Give us like 5 minutes.
Oh, God, the things we do for this fucking show.
So you're not going to yell and scream?
No, I'm going to guttural growl.
What the like that? Shit in your mouth?
Mm-hmm. Done plenty of times.
Well, so. He's gonna puke and it's right there on the floor. Just so you're knowing.
So yeah. We need to talk about the
werewolves.
The transformation.
Yeah, how it was all a build up to it.
You know what? Let's just keep it at we talk about the transformation.
Yeah.
Instead of all the extra stuff. Just talk about the transformation of that and how Wilkins is the
Wannabe predator.
Yeah, the wannabe predator.
Turned into
actual,
prey.
Yeah,
predator turned into prey. Yeah. That's a good point to bring up, too.
Yeah.
Look at a little blood bubble. Oh, it went. God, this is going to suck so bad. Because this stuff is, like, very, very bitter.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I would have made some out of Karo syrup.
Yeah.
I better
drink of your drink first.
I can't do that. I have to have the smaller amount in my mouth first.
Gotcha.
I got to train myself to the big ones, all right? You know, in our text thread, it did say we're going to do some, you know, do some gay shit. And
This is pretty gay.
Yeah, this is very close.
Three shirtless white men.
One's got pasties on. One's about to spit out blood. And whatever drink this is.
And one's got something that clacks.
Kind of wish I had water, though, because water would be like...
It'll look better that way.
It'll actually look better this way, because you got to think, when he threw up, it was just brown goop.
It was... Goop. Well, there was a red cast. There was blood in there.
Yeah.
But he had eaten so much chocolate throughout the night. Yeah, that's all it was.
Oh, man. Oh, no, I don't want to do it.
It'll be all right.
I'm going to do it harder now.
Look, do it harder.
Watch him start fucking chugging it.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Holy fucking shit!
That was fucking amazing.
Fucking werewolves. That was pretty good. Fucking Wilkins was a vampire.
Yeah.
Well, the wannabe vampire, the little bitch.
The predator became the prey.
Oh. Ha ha. I did like that they put the corny ass, like the my.
Yeah.
What big eyes.
What you big have. Eyes do you have?
That was pretty dope.
That was pretty nice.
But yeah, a lot of foreshadowing that you can now. That you're able to see.
Yeah.
Now that they were talking about, like, the last ones and everything, made it talk like a day and finding dudes.
Right, exactly.
Fucking werewolf cult.
Let's speak on the transformation.
That was fucking amazing.
That was fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm. Like, ugh. When was the last movie you seen a transformation that good other than American Werewolf in London?
Shut the fuck up. You knew exactly what I was going to say.
But, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Like, all the...
Okay, know? Michael Jackson's Thriller.
You
feeling all right there, DJ?
Look.
Ew.
Ooh.
We'll
be right back.
We'll be right back. Nice. Now clean yourself up, you fucking whore.
Oh, man. Oh, dude, that's so red. Oh, my God. Oh, man, that is so... No, I got to leave it like this. That's a problem for the next scene. I gotta leave it like this and stay dead so you guys can start talking for me. That's the problem. I have to be stayed drenched in... You guys see I almost puked like twice? Like after I put the blood in my mouth and fucking took that drink, it got so like thick it hit my uvula and I was like, whoa! I was like, oh, it's gonna be better. I was like, oh, it's gonna be real.
I started like,
yeah. All right, you get to grab the turkey gobbler. I'll grab my forehead like this.
And I'll dub over my own shit, don't worry.
Okay.
So you guys don't have to make any sounds or anything you're watching. Okay,
we'll have him talking like Ike.
You're going to try to get me to break, aren't you?
All right.
Do you guys want to, like, carry me off or go, or just end it with going, all right, we need to do something with the body. And
what are we going?
And that's when I can film you guys start to, like, digging.
One of us be like, what are we going to do with the body?
Yeah.
Or I think we should end it like, can we eat him?
I don't know. There's a lot of body fat. I'm so red.
No, I'm going to ask if we can eat you. And I think Josh should be like, nah, there's too much fat. We should just bury him.
Not enough good meat.
I've seen what he eats. Nah, you don't want that.
Trying to figure out what we want to do. What do you want to do? You want to bury him? And you want to eat him?
Yeah, rush in both.
Okay, so.
So we need to plan that out to where you win it. So I'm just going to throw rock, scissor.
Okay.
So you'll just, no.
Just throw all three rocks, all three papers.
Gotcha.
No, or just the best two out of three. One, two, three. One, two, three. All right.
Fuck. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I'll be dead.
Okay. So, the ending scene, the...
Where the old man gets attacked by Sammy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we should just, like, talk just, like, real briefly about the ending. And then that's where we'll go into the, what are we going to do with the body?
Yeah.
Can we eat him? Okay, yeah. Okay, the old man, turns out he was a bus driver. Blah, blah, blah. You see Sam Hain's face.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. He's a pumpkin. So.
Yep.
Holy shit, the old man was the fucking bus driver.
Fuck the old man.
Fuck the old man. Trying
to burn all that fucking, all the pictures and shit. Ugh.
Well, yeah. I mean, really, though, fuck the parents. They're the ones that paid him to, like, hey, you drive these kids off a cliff, we're done fucking dealing with them.
Yeah.
What'd you think, DJ? Agreed.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's quite interesting. Yeah.
I get it.
You know, I liked how Wilkins was watching him from next door, and he's like,
are we talking about how we're just out of
nowhere? Sam just comes flying. Like, that was fucking amazing. I don't like that he hurt his dog though. Even though that dog was kind of a dick.
Yeah. The dog's just doing what it was trained to do.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Don't blame the dog for the parent. Don't blame the kid for the parent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, what are we going to do with the body?
What do you want to do with the body?
Can we eat him?
Well, I was thinking bury it.
Yeah, you know, I've seen his diet.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know, though. I don't know.
Nah.
Rochambeau?
Sure.
Okay. Fuck. All right, we'll go get the shovels.
Let's do it.
All right.
I was fully like, fuck it, you're carrying the weight, fucker.
You can cut it when you get ready to be drug off.
Yeah.
Shovels now? No, you gotta stay in character.
No, I gotta put my hoodie on.
You gotta put your baloney on.
Hoodie.
Oh, I used the baloney.
Oh, man. I wish I had other fabric up here. I would just fucking wipe off.
I'm sure there's something in the room, like toilet paper or some shit.
I do got some, like, sanitary wipes somewhere around there.
Right there. Oh, right in front of you.
Oh. Okay.
There you go, good sir.
Yeah. I'm probably gonna need another drink of Celsius too.
It's gonna burn so good.
I need to find shovels though. If my parents are in Florida, then I can just grab them from the house garage. But I'm not sure if I have any in the back. I know I have some in the house garage. I don't know if I have any.
In the garage.
Yeah, the garage.
The gay garage.
Gay rage. Ooh. Gay rage. Gay rage.
You know what? Gay rage can get pretty scary. I have seen gay rage in person, and it is frightening.
Oh, ow. I wiped my mouth off. That's Clorox.
Duh.
Hey.
Mouth is clean now.
I feel like Roger.
Did you wipe your mouth off? Like
yes, like.
Did you say you feel like Rhonda?
I feel like Roger.
Oh, Roger.
I gotta start keeping fucking, like.
There's a set of Sophie pants in there.
Yeah, I was about to use it.
Because I'm wet. I'm wet.
I broke so many times while you guys were moving my fucking head. Like, I was smiling throughout half of that.
Hopefully Mike hit it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad we were able to recoup when I said, yeah, let's just air it, though.
Yeah, I was getting ready to be like, well, at least they can do the Rochambeau thing outside during the... Anybody?
Like, I don't know what